The opening session of the conference was one more opportunity to celebrate the inauguration of a president that NTEU President Colleen Kelly says considers federal workers an asset rather than a liability.
Just a few weeks ago, I received an invitation to join President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden and other labor leaders at the White House. And as you saw, Vice President Biden welcomed labor back to the White House. And President Obama told us that he does not see labor as part of the problem, but as part of the solution. Now, when I had a chance to speak briefly with President Obama one-on-one at that White House event, I told him that federal employees were looking forward to working with him to help him be successful so that they, too, could be successful. And he responded that it was about time we get back to the business of recognizing federal employees and the outstanding work that they do for our country. It has been a very, very long time since the President of the United States has believed in the federal workforce. And what a welcome change that is.
During her speech to more than 400 NTEU leaders in town for the legislative conference, Kelly outlined a number of priorities for the year ahead with a new president and a Congress where Democrats hold an edge, however narrow, in both houses. She noted the top priority that's been on the front burner for NTEU for several years now.
We must achieve collective bargaining rights for TSA employees. We need to restore collective bargaining rights to the ATF employees who had those rights stripped away from them in November, just a few weeks before the administration left town. And we must ensure that across Homeland Security and the federal government, employees continue to have the statutory right to organize and to bargain as those in the private sector do. This will address morale and attrition problems, and it will give employees the freedom to focus on their important work.
And Kelly says there are other priorities, including a return to something good from a previous administration.
We also need to ensure affordable health care for all federal workers so that pay raises are not consumed by premium increases. And we have to encourage family-friendly policies like paid parental leave and increasing the age of medical coverage for dependents under the FEHB program. These are all changes whose time has come. We also, of course, have to look after our federal retirees because someday everyone hopes to be one of those. So we need to look after our federal retirees and to eliminate the unfair policies that penalize those who dedicated their lives to public service. We also need to return to, you know, this is a word that you haven't been allowed to say in this town for a while. About 8 years, we need to return to labor management partnerships. And you know, even though I like the fact that the word is not banned inside the, inside the Beltway anymore, I really never cared what it was called, and I don't think any of us do. What we care about is that it's a return to collaboration where workplace issues can be solved on the front lines through cooperative efforts between employees and their managers and their unions working together to help the agencies be successful. This would be a win-win for agencies and for the country. And again, the time is long overdue for this common sense way of doing business to be brought back.
Also addressing the NTEU conference's opening, New York Representative Adolphus Towns, the new chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, backing another union priority.
I plan to once again cast my vote for the Employee Free Choice Act. Men, men and women across the country need to be given every opportunity to organize. We need to ensure that all federal workers have collective bargaining rights.
Speaking to reporters after Towns' address, NTEU's Kelly also says she hopes that by week's end, the Internal Revenue Service will finally close the books on what she calls a failed program to outsource tax collection to private companies.
You have now a workforce in the IRS that does this work very well. This isn't about can someone do the work better, and it's surely not about can someone do it at less cost. It's about IRS employees doing the work very well, but there are not enough of them.
That's NTEU President Colleen Kelly at the L'Enfant Plaza Hotel in Southwest Washington. I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.